Well, I tell you what happened to me. My mother, she bought a mule from they call him Captain Mack. You know, he's a boss of the County Road. That's from Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. He's the boss. We got it down there, County Road. You know, they take you out on trucks, you know, and you build bridges and you dig ditches and things like that. You know, of course, they didn't use no chains. Mm-hmm. But he sold my mother a mule. So by me being young and everything, mother gave me the mule. And naturally, young boy, you know, I'd run the mule. Of course, the mule, he was a nice looking mule. Well, finally, the mule, he got marred up in the bottom, you understand? And the mule died.
Wait a minute.
Is that the mule you married?
What do you mean, marred up?
The mule got marred up. Let me
in mud. In mud.
In quicksand.
Is that the mule you bought the hat for?
The mule marred up and he died. And so this Captain Mack, he told mother that he was just crazy. So I'm crazy to get that damn boy out there on the county road. I'm going to do him just like he did that mule. And so his mother had scuffle to keep me off. Every little move I'd make, see, he wanted me. See, he goes, I thought he done sold the mule and she done paid him for the mule. Mm-hmm. But he's going to do me like I did the mule. Mm-hmm. He said, I killed the mule.
Well, how old was you then? You was young.
Oh, man. I was young. I was around 14 years old.
14 years old then, huh? That word, we'll go back to that word, why they say, kill a nigger, we hire nothing. Kill a mule, we buy nothing. See, those things, all those things comes into that same word, see? And in fact, back in those days, a Negro didn't mean no more to a white man than a mule.
Didn't mean as much. Didn't mean as much as a mule.
You agree to that? Huh?
No, I agree to that.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. That's the point we're getting to now. You see, now you take a mule, they sold a mule. All right, then and that was time they sold a Negro too. See, what they looked at was just the face of a black man. I know a man at my home. They call him Mr. White. That was out on a plantation. Well, he had his own place there. It was about 50 or 60 miles of his place, a square, you know what I mean? From one side to another, you know? And all his fences around his place was white. The trees, he painted them white up as far as he could get. And all the cattle, and the sheep, the goats, and the hogs, and cows, and mules, horses, and everything on his place was white. And any time that his cow or his goat or whatever it was, have a black goat or a black sheep or a black calf or black colt, anything like that, you give them to the niggas. He didn't want nothing on his plantation black. You see, he didn't want no Negro to even come through his place. See, the highway, the government highway went through his plantation. And he bought land around his plantation and built a road out to so Negroes couldn't come through his plantation at all. Come around all the way around, you know. See? Well, that state highway went right through his place. But they didn't want no Negroes come through that, see? When you get to that sign there where it's a Negro turn, see? This is the main highway where it says here, Negro turn. Well, you turn off that, see, and went around his plantation, see? Well, any time it was a calf or anything like that born on his place is black, he'd call up chickens, even down the black chickens. He had all white chickens, you know. This black chicken, the chicken hatch off some black chickens. Well, he'd take them and find some Negro and give them to him, you know, so get them off his place. And I've known, it was a Negro and a white man standing, well, it was right at a railroad crossing, you know, just to get in town, like while they cross the railroad track. And it was a Negro and a white man standing there, you know, looking, just standing there talking. The white man was telling the Negro what he wanted him to do. And the Negro was coming driving a wagon with a gray mule and a black mule to a wagon, see? So this Negro drove up to the crossing, and the rail was kind of high there, see? And the wheel hit the rail, and the mule was trying to pull over, and he kept saying, get up, get up. So the white man hauled up that ass and says, hey, says, do you know that's the white mule you're talking? He says, oh, yes. I says, get up, Mr. Mule. But he wouldn't hit that gray mule, you know. He wouldn't hit that gray mule.
Oh, yeah.
Get up, Mr. Mule, to the gray mule, you know. But the black mule, he'd hit the black mule, you know, seeing holler, get up, Mr. Mule, you know, to the gray mule.
That's what you say. Bill, what about that, that Prince Abbott tobacco, you know.
Well, I do. I heard of that.
You couldn't, you know, if you go in a store, you didn't say, give me a can of Prince Abbott. Not with that white man on that can.
What did you say there?
Give me a can of Mr. Prince Abbott.
Mr. Prince
Abbott. Mr. Prince Abbott tobacco. That's what you say. I mean.
What was that at?
That was all down through Arkansas, down Gools, Dumas, Yankee Pears.
Yankee Pears.
Yankee Pears. Arkansas.
Did you ever hear talk of goat shed?
No. No, goat neck, you me.